It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend's show is going to focus on Pioneer Community Energy. Recently, the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors voted to further explore joining a Pioneer Community Energy Community Choice Aggregation Program, and the City of Sonora is actively exploring doing the same thing. So what is it exactly, and how would it work? Those are questions we'll be exploring on today's show. We're pleased to be joined on the telephone by Gina Stassi-Vanacore, who is the Director of Communications for Pioneer Community Energy. Gina, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, what is community choice aggregation? That might be a good thing to start out at.
Absolutely. So community choice aggregation, or CCA as we call it, was born out of the energy crisis of the early 2000s. And what it does is it enables local governments to pool together or aggregate the electricity demand of their communities for the purpose of supplying electricity to their residents. So we are a joint powers authority, not a local government or a government agency, and we basically procure electricity on behalf of the residential, commercial, and municipal electricity customers in a service territory.
So for Tuolumne County to join or for the City of Sonora to join, is there a cost to the general fund for local governments to join Pioneer?
There is no cost to the general fund outside of the economic study that we conducted back in 2024, and Pioneer paid half, and then the City of Sonora and the County of Tuolumne split the cost of the balance of the cost.
So outside of Sonora and Tuolumne County, who are some of the other government entities who are currently involved or looking at becoming involved?
Okay, so right now we currently serve Placer and El Dorado counties, which includes Auburn, Colfax, Grass Valley, Lincoln, Loomis, Nevada City, Placerville, and Rockland. And there has been considerable interest in other counties joining Pioneer, largely because we have saved customers so much money over the course of time. So right now we've got the counties of Nevada, Sutter, Butte, Tuolumne, and Glenn, as well as the cities of Yuba City, Live Oak, Willows, Oroville, Chico, Sonora, and Orland, and the town of Paradise looking to join Pioneer. So we are definitely in expansion mode right now.
Yeah, so where is Pioneer physically based at?
We are based in Rockland, California, which is about 30 miles outside of Sacramento.
And as you mentioned, with the interest in the other surrounding counties, you anticipate to see continued expansion over the coming years?
Well, I think we really have to do one thing at a time, BJ, and this current effort does represent a large expansion for Pioneer. We are getting ready to file an implementation plan with the California Public Utilities Commission, and we expect to get results back in early summer. We have no reason to believe that we would be denied our expansion, but right now, we are really focusing on this phase of expansion, which does include Tuolumne and Sonora.
So a little bit of a clarification about how it all works. You know, when a county or a city joins, you know, do the existing PG&E customers then automatically switch over to Pioneer, or is it something that's optional?
Okay, that's a great question. And one thing that is really important to remember is that we do represent a choice for electricity providers. So if people want to stay with PG&E, they can. But by law, anytime a territory enters a CCA, the entire territory is automatically enrolled. And that's for two reasons. One is we wanted to make sure that, or the legislator wanted to make sure that all people have access to the benefits that CCAs have to offer. The other, and more pragmatically, is if we are going to buy power for an entire territory, we need to know how much to buy.
I haven't heard much about CCAs in general. Are they something that are all across the country, or are they more unique to Northern California?
There are CCAs throughout the country. In California, there are 25 CCAs serving 200 communities and about 14 million electricity customers.
So how would you say, like, Pioneer's rates compare to PG&E's?
Well, one of the things that is really important to remember is that Pioneer is a not-for-profit, community-owned provider of electricity. So we're different from PG&E, and our board of directors sets rates annually in a public meeting. So there's a lot of transparency to how that happens. And our board has been very, very clear that our priorities are making sure our rates are very competitive and that we are trying to save people money and that the money that is saved is reinvested into the communities that we serve. So for 2025, the average savings across all of the different rate classes is about 10%.
So people who are enrolled currently, they've seen about a 10% rate decline compared to what PG&E would have?
Yes, but it is very important to remember that there are dozens and dozens of rate classes. Our rates do mirror PG&E's, and there are a number of factors that go into setting rates, including when a territory joins Pioneer and the rates at the time.
So other things, kind of big picture, you know, what do you see as kind of the benefits of CCAs and Pioneer specifically?
There are many benefits to joining a CCA and Pioneer specifically, the biggest of which is our competitive rates. Because we are so committed to providing rate competitiveness, we are able to save customers money. Since Pioneer has launched in 2018, we have saved the communities that we serve more than $108 million. And again, the savings is then reinvested into the communities that we serve, either through local power purchase agreements or programs that help save customers money, or a variety of different ways. The other thing that's really important is choice. In so many of the areas, the investor-owned utility is the only choice. And so CCAs and Pioneer will give residents a choice. Our board is comprised of local elected officials. So should Tuolumne and Sonora join Pioneer, a member of the Board of Supervisors and the City Council will serve on our board, which, allows local voice and allows us to really address some of the local priorities. The other thing, again, is rate stability and transparency. We only change our rates once a year, typically. The investor-owned utility might change several times a year. The other thing is we set our rates in an open meeting where everyone can see what the priorities are. And then last, again, it's reinvestment back into the communities that we serve and the customers that we serve.
Are CCAs a fairly new thing, or have they been around for quite a while?
The idea of a CCA is not new. Again, it was born out of the power crisis in the early 2000s. The very first CCA in California launched in 2010, and we have had the benefits of learning from them, and they really did kind of do a lot of the early groundwork for us. But again, as of right now, there are 25 CCAs throughout California serving more than 200 communities and 14 million electricity customers.
We need to take a quick break on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Gina Stassi Vanacore, who is the Director of Communications for Pioneer Community Energy. Recently, the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors voted to further explore joining a Pioneer Community Energy Community Choice Aggregation Program, and the City of Sonora is also actively exploring the same thing. We're getting kind of an overview of what it all is and what it could mean for those two communities. We'll have our second segment of Mother Lode Views in just a minute. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing this weekend on Pioneer Community Energy. It's a community choice aggregation program that Tuolumne County government and the city of Sonora actively looking at when it comes to residents of those two communities. We're joined on the program this weekend by Gina Stassi Vanacore to get kind of an overview and explanation about what Pioneer Community Energy is. And Gina, next thing I wanted to ask you about was, you know, what are kind of some of the steps that local governments have to take to eventually join Pioneer?
So that's an interesting question. So often local governments come to us because they really are looking for a solution for the communities that they served related to providing a choice or finding an option that is more affordable for the for their residents. So it usually starts with conversations and briefing staff or presenting to the governing body. In your case, it would be the County Board of Supervisors for Tuolumne or the City Council for Sonora. And the process is very open. And then should a local government want to move forward, we do what's called an impact assessment study. And that really helps determine two things. One is, does it make financial sense for a territory to join Pioneer? And the other thing that's really important to consider is, can Pioneer secure the electricity load for the expansion? So both the county and the city did do an economic, the impact assessment study, and the findings came back very favorable for an October 2027 launch. Once the study came back, both the city and the county weighed their options. We were at public meetings explaining the study findings, explaining the timeline, and then they voted to join Pioneer, at which point we now are getting ready to file what's called an implementation plan with the California Public Utilities Commission. And that will basically approve the expansion. We will be back in Tuolumne County talking to the city and the county after the plan comes back. In the event that they wanted to change their mind or something changes, there's about one last off-ramp before they join Pioneer. And assuming everything moves forward, we would start purchasing power on behalf of the city and the county later this year. And we would begin educating residents about what to expect, start answering questions, figuring out how best we can be a good community partner down there with you. And then really we would prepare for an October 2027 service launch.
That economic study that you mentioned, does that just primarily look at the rates paid, or does that look at more other things as well?
The economic study did a few things. It took all of the electricity usage for both the county and the city over a two-year time period. And the reason for that, for the two-year time period, is we wanted to take into account anything that could have impacted the grid. We wanted to take into account weather conditions. So we had a very accurate understanding of what power we would need to procure. And then it looks at rates. We compared the usage against what were our rates at the time in 2024, which were very, very conservative because we fully anticipate that PG&E will continue to raise its rates. And then we put it all together, and then we looked at what was needed in terms of procurement. And for Pioneer, it's really important that we stay in compliance, which means we have to procure power in such a way that keeps us in compliance for the mandate to be 60% renewable by the year 2030. And taking all of that into account, the results came back that it was possible for the city and the county to join Pioneer, and the optimal timing would be October 2027.
So if everything moves forward and everything launches in October of 2027, how would billing at that point work? Since most people already get a PG&E bill, would there be two separate bills, or would that bill go away at that point?
That is a great question, and that is something that most customers are most concerned about. So even when Pioneer comes in, you still get one bill. And one of the things that is really important, BJ, for everyone to remember is that Pioneer purchases the power that customers need, but that power is still delivered through PG&E's lines and poles. So when you become a customer of Pioneer, you remain a customer with PG&E, and as such, you'll get one bill. There will be a line item for Pioneer Community Energy Generation Resources, and then PG&E will bill for its transmission and delivery. So it's one bill with a line item for Pioneer. It is not a duplicate charge. It's customers can think of it as unbundling generation and transmission and distribution. And so they will pay one bill to PG&E, and then PG&E pays us.
You know, if things would switch over to Pioneer, people in Tuolumne County are very familiar with power outages. If there are power outages, is that something still that PG&E, I assume, oversees?
That is correct. PG&E still has responsibility for the outages and the stability because they own the infrastructure, which is the lines and the poles.
How about solar customers? How would it impact existing solar customers in the Tuolumne County and the city of Sonora?
So solar customers are enrolled automatically into Pioneer. We are indifferent to whether they are on NEM, Net Energy Metering 1, 2, or the latest iteration of NEM, which is called Solar Billing Plan. Pioneer currently has more than 42,000 solar customers. And with Pioneer, we pay a 1/2 cent premium above what PG&E pays to net consumers or to net generators. And if customers are net consumers, meaning they consume more energy than they generate, then they still get the same great savings and the benefits that other customers get. There is no power purchase agreement required if you are with Pioneer. And we do pay out annually. So in 2024, we paid about $1.2 million to roughly 9,000 of our customers, and we are just getting ready to send the cash outs out for 2025.
You mentioned it's a totally transparent process when it comes to rate increases and that type of thing. How do you do meetings? Are they held at a certain place every month, or are they held at different locations?
Yes, right now we meet on the third Thursday of every month at Pioneer headquarters in Rocklin. Given that we are planning to expand so significantly in 2027, I do anticipate that that may change, but the meetings are Brown Acted, the agendas are made public, and they are open to the public.
Are people from the partnering counties and cities, so they have like representation on the board, or how are the board members picked?
So our board is comprised of elected officials from each of the jurisdictions that are part of Pioneer. So the county and the city each would select a member to serve on the Pioneer board.
We need to take one more break. We're getting an update on Pioneer Community Energy, what exactly it is and how it would work as the City of Sonora and Tuolumne County government both looking to move forward in that direction. It would be kind of a new way of getting energy and allowing local customers in the area to purchase energy. We're talking this weekend with Gina Stassi-Vanacore, who is the Director of Communications for Pioneer Community Energy. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. This weekend show focusing on Pioneer Community Energy, what it is and how it would work. Recently, Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors voted to further explore joining a Pioneer Community Energy Community Choice Aggregation Program. It would be a new thing for Tuolumne County. City of Sonora also actively exploring doing the same thing. We're joined on the program this weekend, kind of doing an educational update from Gina Stassi Vanacore, who is the Director of Communications for Pioneer Community Energy. Gina, during the first couple of segments, you gave an overview of how it works and answered several questions. Do you hear a lot of maybe misconceptions or common questions that you get about Pioneer Community Energy?
We do, and because we are out in the community so much, we understand the most common questions. One of them is, why are customers auto-enrolled? And again, that is a legislative mandate. Mandated under AB 117, which is what created community choice aggregation. And again, it's to really ensure that all customers get access to the benefits that CCAs provide. The other reason is, if we are buying power on behalf of an entire community, we really do need to know how much to buy. Other questions center on billing. If we're a new provider, are we going to get another bill? The answer to that is no. Again, we do partner with PG&E because we purchase the power and they deliver it through their lines and poles. So customers, again, will only get one bill with a line item for Pioneer's generation charges on there. And then, you know, solar power is really confusing. And I would just like to reassure all of your solar customers that whether they are on NIM 1, 2, or 3, they roll right on over to Pioneer and get the same benefits that other customers enjoy, including a 1/2 cent premium if they are net generators.
How about people who have medical issues who may have set different things up with PG&E? What would happen to those situations?
That's a great question and a really important question for customers to understand. Any program that a customer has with PG&E, whether it be CARE, FARA, or Medical Baseline, rolls right on over to Pioneer. And then in addition to those statewide programs, Pioneer has a variety of other programs that customers then would have access to. And those programs often are geared towards saving customers money. So, for example, we have programs for customers who get their air conditioners serviced. Get your air conditioner serviced, send us the invoice, we'll send you a $75 rebate. We have programs that help customers understand better how to save money by cutting their energy usage. And we have a whole host of programs in addition to the programs that are offered by PG&E.
I heard you mention, too, that Pioneer Energy wants to be a good community partner. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Absolutely. Once the implementation plan is approved by the CPUC and Pioneer begins purchasing power, we will be present in the community. One of the things that is so important to Pioneer is being a good community partner. That means we join chambers. We like to be present at community events. We like to be a resource for the community. So that takes a lot of different shapes and forms, but we are really looking forward to being present in the Tuolumne and Sonora communities and, you know, really integrating in so that we can provide real value, not only in terms of ratepayer savings, but in community reinvestment as well.
And if this does launch for the City of Sonora and Tuolumne County in October of 2027, there might be people who have questions. Are you committed to, you know, being on top of things when it comes to customer service?
Yes. So we are really proud of our customer service team. They are based here in Rockland. And unlike so many other call centers that prioritize call volume and call brevity, our metric for success is customer satisfaction, and that is really important to us. So we will spend as long as it takes on the phone with a customer to make sure that they understand and get the information that they need to feel comfortable. And I think that's really important as we move into new communities.
I know different communities and cities have climate action plans. I think they work with PG&E on. Is that something that, that Pioneer also kind of incorporates?
So California does have very ambitious climate action goals, and each jurisdiction is required to file a climate action plan. I have to be really candid. I am not totally familiar with what either the county or the city is doing, but what I can tell you, BJ, is that Pioneer actually has two different types of products. One is our standard product, which is very similar to what PG&E offers as its standard product. But we also have a 100% renewable product for those customers who want it. And again, community choice aggregation is about choice. Opting up to our Green 100 product is, in fact, a choice for those who want it. But one thing that is really interesting that I'll share with you is whether our customers are on our standard product or our Green 100 product, both those rates are less than PG&E's default rate for its power.
Also, I believe you touched on this a little bit earlier, but, you know, the different counties and cities that, that are joining Pioneer, is it a situation primarily where you're kind of like looking out in the region and say, hey, these would be good fits, or is it a situation where the cities and counties are reaching out to you and saying, can we join up and be part of this?
It's a little bit of both, but one of the things that is really important is making sure that the communities that join Pioneer are like-minded. For example, there are certain similarities in the geography for the communities that join Pioneer. If you were to look at the map of CCAs throughout California, so many of them are coastal, where Pioneer is one of the very, very few inland CCAs, which means we also have different challenges. The communities that Pioneer serves are much more impacted by wildfire risk, do not necessarily have the same priorities and objectives as some of the coastal communities. And because our board is comprised of local elected officials from each of the communities, it's really important that they share common values and priorities. So like-mindedness is really important to us.
You know, again, being a kind of a newer entity, can you explain a little bit, too, just about how the first couple steps were taken early on to kind of to form this Pioneer Community Energy and how the ball kind of first got started rolling?
Absolutely. So CCAs began launching in California in 2010. Pioneer launched in Placer County in 2018, and we have to really give Placer a lot of credit and a lot of gratitude because they really led the charge to get Pioneer started. After Placer County and the cities therein joined, we expanded into El Dorado County and the city of Placerville. And then in 2024, Grass Valley and Nevada City joined Pioneer. But I think what people are really drawn to is our success in saving customers money. Again, $108 million in customer savings since 2018 is pretty impressive.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. You've answered all the questions that I have initially about this new movement that's been moving forward. Anything else that you'd like to add or that I didn't ask about?
You know, I just would like to really thank the city and county staff who helped us get the data that we needed to conduct the impact assessment study. And I'd really like to thank the County Board of Supervisors and the City Council because they have been great to work with and so helpful along the way. And again, BJ, this will be a long process. If people have questions, they can always go to our website, which is www.pioneercommunityenergy.org. And again, we will make every effort to make sure that the residents of Sonora and Suolamee County know what's going on, and that will include town halls and hopefully interviews like this, and we will try to educate people as best we can to really take a lot of the surprise and the guesswork out of it.
Well, Gina Stassi-Vanacore, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, we thank you so much for coming on Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We've been talking about Pioneer Community Energy. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.